Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, from our respective homes, I've got the five-star man.
All five.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. And I think we had a little bit of latency stuff going on right now. Ace is a smidge delayed on,
yep.
on some audio.
You are super behind. Like, there was just a big old gap of I could see you talking into just nothing. Do we want to restart? Try it again?
No, it's fine. Because
it gave us no problems on the pre-show.
It'll be okay. This is fine. Okay. This is fun. It's an experiment. The listeners will bear with us in this crazy time of social distancing where the apocalypse is happening outside. And we're trying our best to limit our exposure to others. You know, trying not to be all hypocritical and whatnot in our goal to flatten the curve.
Right.
So yeah, this is we're sorry for any kind of a dip in quality or anything along those lines. We're trying real hard, and hopefully everything sounds great. I also apologize if you can hear the fans on my desktop computer. I am running a condenser microphone. I've limited sound as much as possible, but I know that's just kind of a factor.
Never mind. You're not talking to me through the condenser microphone. So I was like, I don't hear anything.
Yes,
but
I'm talking.
That's irrelevant.
Correct. Yeah, Ace is hearing me through a typical gaming headset, which honestly, the microphone on this headset is not bad.
No, you sound fine. Like, it sounds like you're on the phone.
Right.
Which is, what you can expect. It's a headset. That's what happens.
And in fairness, even because we're using, we're communicating via a Facebook video call, because that's the most convenient thing to pull up. Even Asa, who's using a condenser microphone for this call, sounds like he's on the phone, because...
But through the magic of technology and the internet, I'll sound like I'm sitting right next to you.
Yeah, mostly
Yeti.
Normal. I have a Samsung.
Throw that Samsung is trash. Lesser Yeti. We love Yeti.
That's cool about Samsung, but I have a Samsung.
Also, while we're not recording, just if you could, whenever we do start the show, for my intro, be Twitch affiliate, the five-star man. Just that can be my.
If you think we have restarted, we have not. And I know you don't think we've restarted. And no, I will never refer to you as Twitch affiliate, the five-star man.
It's my title. You just did. I'm counting it.
Nope. 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 I'm going to delete it. It's going to be censored on my end. I've got to do editing anyway. I might as well jump in there and take care of it.
Just replaces anything I say with just fart noises.
It'll just be like me communicating with fart noises. That actually would make for a pretty entertaining show. For a solid 30 seconds, and then everybody closes out, which is not long enough to get that listen. So we have to carry it out a little bit further than that.
The episode of The Office where they're doing the meeting, but Dwight's recording it. Like, Dwight, put your shirt back on. You can't just, it's Jim Carrey. Get his autograph from Michael. Like, no, none of this is happening. And I'm just defenseless.
Yep, exactly.
Is that deepfaking? Are you going to deepfake me?
No, deepfaking is, that's the AI stuff. Don't worry about it. I also could be pantsless right now. Asa Gray would be none the wiser. Neither will any of you listeners.
Well, that's cute. You leave it up into a question. It could be. There's a reason you can't see below the nips. This is a midriff shirt.
Yeah, it's just one when one of us forgets and goes to stand up and stretch or something. But anyway, this will be a very different format show because there's not a lot of news in general. There's also I didn't have time today to do any kind of a write-up, so it's not going to be as structured as normal. So I'm going to go ahead and get the sponsor plugs out of the way now. For all of your comic book needs, hit up our good friends at Villainous Grounds. For all of if you want more great listening, hit up ps2jshow.com. At this point, they're still putting on a show, I think, because they're all of their stuff is social distanced by default, because I think they usually record the way we do. Same, or the way we are right now.
Yeah, they do.
So, yeah, they're still putting out content, including where to get free games, yo. Everybody loves free games.
And what a time now to get some free games.
No joke. Yeah, this is a great time to have free games. Great time. Or if you're like me, just play a lot of World of Warcraft. Because I have played a lot of World of Warcraft.
I'll come and save you soon.
What? I'm having fun. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about me.
What tier are you in the Battle Pass?
In Call of Duty?
Yeah.
81, I think.
I'm only like two or three behind you.
Well, so you
and that's what that. And I haven't bought the. I haven't even bought the base one yet. I'm gonna wait until this weekend to do that.
Oh yeah, I went ahead and bought the base one because I had the points from the last one.
Mm-hmm. So, I have enough. Yeah, I have enough for it. It's just like some of that end stuff I do actually really want. So I might end up dropping the. I think it'd be like it would cost me $5 to get the full amount.
No,
or to get the one with the plus 20 skip, but I may not need it. So, depending. And honestly, I made the joke earlier, but like, there's a couple things that I've been wanting to stream. Like, I want to finish Undertale, which I need you to play so we can talk about it. But Warzone is a ton of fun. Like, I'm having way more fun with that than I ever expect to do. Like, I ended up, because I'm terrible at Battle Royale games. And like, the other night when I was playing, I wasn't doing terrible, but like, I didn't crack like top 30, I don't think. I actually won one last night, and I kind of just like, oh, so it is doable. I won't go back. And when you're in those games long enough, you build up that battle pass stuff. Like, I'm not making any progress on guns. Well, I am, just not a lot.
Right. Makes sense. Because
you do, you know, if you get a long shot with a gun, that counts towards your camos.
That's
super
cool.
Yeah, I'm loving that mode.
Unrelated, I just got a very clear example of how sensitive this microphone really is, which means they can definitely hear my fans, and I'm very sorry about that. even though it's not, like, it doesn't pop up, like, there's no bars in Reaper for it, but a minute ago, and some of you may be wondering what you heard, there was a motorcycle that drove by the road outside my apartment, and the microphone picked that up. Because I saw the bar going up, and I was like, what on earth is it picking up? And then, because I'm wearing headphones, a few seconds later, I kind of hear the motorcycle go. I'm like, what? Oh. Oh. Oh.
Not ideal.
Not ideal. All right, so, let's get on with some a little bit of news we got here. So the stuff we kind of had for last week, because we decided not to do a show last week. And I hadn't committed on doing this yet, because there just was not much news. We basically got a bunch of movies came out early for on demand. Like right now, you can actually go out and get Bloodshot, Birds of Prey. If you're listening to this by now, it's probably Bad Boys for Life and Sonic are both out there and available. They're dropping on the 31st. So, I mean, tomorrow, you know, as of this recording, but if you're, like I said, if you're listening to it, it's probably out already.
Plus, isn't Onward going to Disney Plus, like...
April 3rd.
3rd, okay, yeah.
Yep, so yeah, real soon. Frozen 2 is on Disney Plus right now. We also got, there was a big rumor of, like, Wonder Woman was skipping theaters completely. That's not true. I haven't heard about it getting delayed, but it's definitely not skipping theaters. The Wonder Woman 1984. So yeah, I mean, that was basically the news, and then there's a bunch of stuff that's getting delayed. Like Black Widow got delayed, New Mutants got delayed, Spiral got delayed because of coronavirus.
Did we talk about all of the Disney Plus shows stopping production too, on top of like the ones that are done and we're just ready to come out now? Like all of those Disney Plus shows and Mulan have been.
Yep. Mulan's got delayed. Yeah, like anything that was in production has been delayed.
Yep.
For obvious reasons. We've already had star actors getting sick. Tom Hanks being one of them.
Right.
So, yeah, we gotta have to protect our treasures. So, yeah, in comic books, the only thing that I was not able to look for the last week, but we did get America Chavez is getting a new ongoing. It's a mini series, but she is getting a new book coming June 24th called America Chavez Made in the USA, being mm-hmm. written by Kalinda Vasquez and art by Carlos Gomez. Then, in video games, this is where we actually have had some news in the last couple of weeks. Mostly, Nintendo hit us up today, or, well, in the last few days, because we got the Nintendo Direct last week that, gave us mostly announcing a bunch of remasters and stuff. We got a little bit of big news for Super Smash Brothers. See, I'm getting...
That was weird news.
It really was, especially the way they did it.
I have a theory. I'll let you break this. Or I'll let you tell the story, and then I'll get into my tinfoil hat conspiracy theory.
Because right, I also have a theory about it, but mine's not tinfoil hatty. It's more a little bit more realism to it. But yeah, for the Nintendo Direct, like I said, it was mostly just announcements of a few release dates on some remasters that we've known were going to happen for a while. Like we're definitely getting Oh god, I can't think of the name of the game. Shulk, Monado. Xenoblade Chronicles. Yeah, we're getting the definitive edition for that coming out. But yeah, the Super Smash Bros. Character is going to be a character from ARMS. We don't know which one yet. Mm-hmm. But that will be the first character of the new Fighter Pass will be a character from their fighting game ARMS.
Which will be revealed and released in June.
Yes.
They said that as well. So my theory on this is... they saw the reception that Byleth got of people at Nintendo have no idea who this is. Like it's a secret to everybody. And then the wet fart of Fire Emblem, another Fire Emblem character. And just the like levels of dread that swept across the internet. So now they understand and they're like, okay, people are coming in with wanting like Crash Bandicoot or the baby from Death Stranding. Or, you know, they've got this really crazy, or, you know, Sora. They've got all these really high expectations of who it could be. So right now, they're just like, hey, ARMS. Just be ready. It's ARMS. So it's coming. Which it's coming a lot sooner than I expected.
It's actually way later than I figured it was going to be. Because, this is like 5 months, like, in between the two characters.
Has it been that long since... when did I thought Byleth just came out.
Byleth did just come out like a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, and we're not getting the ARMS character till June. So it'll be months from the two character releases.
See, in my head, I was thinking it wouldn't hit until like holiday. I don't know why. I have no reason to think that, but I thought it was going to be a stretch, like a big stretch.
That would have been unfortunate.
I think it's because March feels like it's been a decade on its own.
Yeah, March, March has been nuts.
At the beginning of this month, we were speculating whether or not E3 would be canceled. Just to give you some context there. So, yeah, that's probably what it is that March itself is, like, everything's happened in March. So, now yeah, Byleth came out, like, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, now we're, because I think Byleth actually came out in January. So, yeah, now we're speculating. On how many deaths we're gonna have.
Yay. Yeah.
So anyway, so we got ARMS coming out. Like I'm kind of fine with that of just like letting people know it's like, alright, listen, we're not gonna let you just, you know, keep hyping up like some random thing. It's gonna be a character from ARMS. And I can just hear like the apology, because this is basically a publicity thing. It's like, listen.
Please understand.
We want people to play ARMS desperately.
But man, why would you wait until the second battle pass to get that character then? Like ARMS was a launch title.
Yeah.
Or close to it.
And it's like the community has completely died for it. There's no remaining community. So they released it like you could play for free. I think that's still going until April 2nd. I think. Mm-hmm.
So isn't there an ARMS character already as an assist trophy?
I have no idea. I have not messed with...
I know you don't mess with the trophies or anything, but...
Correct.
And now if I just Google ARMS Smash Ultimate, it's going to be nothing but the announcement news. But yeah, because I thought that was kind of weird that if there was already a trophy of a character, has Nintendo done that within the same generation? This person's a trophy, so let's make him into an actual character.
They do actually have Springman as a trophy. No, in general, like if you get something as an assist trophy, they will not show up as an actual character. But like they'll do it from the same game, so it basically just means that Springman's not going to be one of them.
I mean, potentially, because I feel like what they're going to do is they're going to do a kind of like with Hero, where
it'll be like multiple ones.
They all have the exact same abilities and stuff. It's just going to be various skins.
See, like I wouldn't like it if they did that because like all the characters in ARMS are like relatively different. Mm-hmm. Like they have. Different abilities and different like fighting styles and everything.
Yeah.
So I would think that they wouldn't do that only because we kind of defeat the purpose of those characters.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I also don't know who the most popular character is. Like who the I don't know what's.
I would assume it would be Springman. Like he's the face of that franchise.
Is he? I always see Ribbon Girl.
And it might be her too. I thought she was a trophy too.
No, it is just Springman. I'm looking at one assist trophy and it's Springman. They do have spirits. Springman, Ribbon Girl, Min Min, Twintail, and Ninjara. Spirits obviously being new to this game, so we don't know, like there's no precedent for whether or not that disqualifies them from becoming an actual character.
And we also, when I say trophies, I mean assist trophies.
Yeah.
Within the game, because previous games had the trophies, spirits, or the little stickers that replaced the trophies for collectibles.
They still have assist trophies, but they're just they're usable in game. Like they drop as items,
and they have impact on the actual outcome of the fight. They can do damage. They're like to Pokeballs. Opposing players. Yeah. So, do you think? I think that this is bad for them because now this completely opens the door of. Okay, well then now there's hope for Cuphead. There's hope for Shovel Knight. There's hope for Isaac from Golden Sun. Wario. Or not Wario, Waluigi. You know, all of these characters that were...
Support trophies.
Nope. Yeah, nope. Okay, Bomberman is only a support trophy. Well, but Springman.
If they make Springman a character, then yeah. Like, that would remove the precedent of... Or that would remove the unofficial rule, I guess. If it's a support trophy, then it can't be... a character in the game. So I don't know if the character ends up being Springman, then that opens the door for every other support trophy that officially removes them from the disqualified list, which is kind of cool.
So it'll be interesting to see. I'm curious to see how they like. I didn't get super into ARMS. I played a little bit of it. It just wasn't my speed. It felt just kind of basic. So but I'll be interested to see how they play in Smash. Like I don't have the first or second. I don't have any of the DLC for Smash. The first time I played Smash was with a community event this past weekend, and I got obliterated. But it was also online, so I blame the lag.
Yeah, that's all you have to do. It's online. It's the lag.
It's not that he completely outclassed me in every possible way. It's not like he got me up to 90% plus damage before I landed a single hit on him, and the only reason I took a single stock off of him was because I had a Smash Ball and landed that. That would have been an embarrassing show.
Yes.
It was all of the things outside of my control.
Yeah, fortunately that did not happen.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so we'll see what we got on that. I wish I had a breakdown of the rest of that Nintendo Direct, because there was some other stuff. We got to see some actual gameplay and video stuff for Bravely Default 2, which it looks super sexy.
It is named stupid.
Bravely Default 2?
Because there was already Bravely Second. Well, actually, that's a separate... No, stop it. You will never convince me that
Bravely that was not Second. A mistake. Bravely Second is a sequel to Bravely Default.
Mm-hmm.
Bravely Default 2 is a new Bravely Default storyline.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's kind of like Final Fantasy.
Like there's Final Fantasy X and Final Fantasy X-2. Like I get it. I still just think it's stupid because Bravely Default does not have that name recognition or that, you know, the Final Fantasy, we got it. It's like, okay, Final Fantasy. And now there's Final Fantasy II. Wait, what? What do you mean? It was the final one. Oh, it's an anthology thing where it's all just different characters? Okay, cool. And then they just keep it going forever.
Yeah.
But now it's, you know, Bravely Default. Who do you think you are, Bravely Default? You ain't no Final Fantasy.
That's just how Japan's been doing things for a minute.
Stop it.
Zelda, Fire Emblem.
Switch to empirical measurements.
Gross.
Get everything back on track with how we do things.
The metric system is so much better.
Shh. They'll come.
Okay, please. The metric system is so much better. I would absolutely, in a heartbeat. Like, I don't care what the cost is. Just... The metric system is so much better. Everything is powers of 10. Multiples of 10. It's just so much easier. Anywho. We also got... I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I know they showed off in a game that they had announced a bit ago that's basically all one gigantic underwater level. Pass. It looked interesting, but pass. Because you actually do have to, like, manage, like, air and everything else. Make sure you don't drown and... Yeah, no. Not about
I have a
life.
Little rundown if you want me to run through it real quick.
Oh, yeah, hit it.
Okay, so we've talked about Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition. 2K games are getting ports for Nintendo Switch, which includes Bioshock the Collection and the XCOM 2 Collection.
Yeah, I forgot about that. And Borderlands.
And with the Borderlands Legendary Collection.
Yeah.
But that does not include 3.
Right,
they were
it's just
very specific to point out.
Borderlands 1, Borderlands 2, and Borderlands the pre-sequel are all going to be on one cart.
We got the trailer for Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 Shadow of Doom DLC featuring the Fantastic Four and Doctor Doom.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. DCLC. Animal Crossing New Horizons, because this was before... This aired before the... Oh, no, this was all about the Bunny Day
event. Yeah, the Easter event coming up.
Yeah, so the Easter event's going to be Bunny Day. That's coming on the 12th, I believe, April 12th. Double check that because I might be wrong. Ring Fit Adventure is getting a where is it? Ring Fit Adventure is getting an expansion, a free update, I should say, where it is getting music tracks, so it's going to be like a rhythm game. So like, I think that's super cool,
I did
especially
see that.
Because like
Oh, good thing I checked. Bunny Day starts on April 1st, ends on April 12th.
I knew April 12th was a date. Okay, thank you.
It was involved, yes.
April 1st ends on from the 1st through the 12th.
So yeah, if you want some of that special edition Easter theme stuff in Animal Crossing New Horizons, if you've been waiting to jump on that game, go ahead and jump on it, because it's awesome. Do it before April 1st so you can get the special edition Easter theme stuff. It's all adorable.
Yes. Pokemon Sword and Shield got a trailer for the Isle of Armor featuring a focus on Kubfu, who is the new fighting type legendary Pokemon.
Which was interesting. Last time we talked about this, they kind of made it seem like which version it evolved into depended on which version of the game you had.
Mm-hmm.
It very much looks like you can choose what it evolves into in the game, no matter which one you have.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one it... The Isle of Armor features a new dojo where trainers can earn the legendary fighting type monster Kubfu. Trainers can challenge the Towers of Two Fists. When successful, Kubfu will evolve into the menacing Urshifu, which will ask trainers to choose between either his distinct single-strike style and rapid-strike style.
Yep.
So it looks like when he evolves, he will evolve, you just pick
which one
style
he
wanted to focus on.
And one's like dark fighting, and the other one is water fighting, grass fighting, something like that.
Yeah, it was something kind of basic. Yeah, I remember the other one was kind of basic like that. Yeah. Which, I mean, there's a ton of dark fighting Pokemon, it seems like, anyway.
There's a ton of dark everything now.
Yeah, that's
They're overcompensated for it being a new one.
We talked about Bravely Default. We talked about the Smash announcement with ARMS character. Yep. Shinisekai Into the Depths. We got a bunch of, like, kind of spotlighted videos of...
Yeah, that's the one that I was talking about. That's a that it's an entire game is an underwater level.
Yeah, Let's see, Star Wars Jedi Knight, Jedi Academy, released back on the 26th. That's super cool.
Yes!
Panzer Dragoon Remake also launched on the 26th, and Saints Row 4 Re-Elected launched on the 27th. April, we'll see the Trials of Mana and Vigor closed beta testing. May has Ninjala, Xenoblade, Bioshock, Borderlands, XCOM, Warhammer 40,000, Mechanicus. June has 51 Worldwide Games, Mr. Driller, Drillland, The Legends of Heroes, Trails of Cold Steel 3, and July has Catherine Fullbodied.
Yeah, that was the other one. So of that set, like I having to actively tell myself I do not need another copy of Borderlands 2. I don't need that game on another console.
No.
I don't.
I can't. I'm not doing it.
I don't
I'm
need
telling
it.
Myself I'm not doing it.
Don't need it. I also don't need... Okay, I don't need another copy of Bioshock. I've got the Ultimate Edition on PC. I've got the Ultimate Edition on PlayStation. There's no reason for me to get it.
None. Absolutely none. No, sir. This Direct was very... Like, one, it was a surprise. Like, this came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
They're just like...
Yeah, normally there's plenty of, like, they hit Twitter, they hit, like, all this other stuff, like, say, hey, Direct coming next week.
And there's kind of the precedent of there being something major following a Nindie World Direct, but this one was super kind of surprising. There's a lot of speculation that the reason that, one, this one wasn't advertised ahead of time, and is it got the announcements that we got, is because the coronavirus has affected a lot of release dates. So, you know, that kind of threw Nintendo's plans for the rest of 2020 kind of, they were totally up in the air. Because Nintendo, the only thing that, the last thing to come out was Animal Crossing. That was the last thing that we knew for sure was coming with a date. Like, we know Bayonetta 3 is still coming. We know the Metroid Prime sequel was going to, had to be completely restarted.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're still working on that.
Breath
we know
of the Wild
Breath
2.
Of the Wild 2 is coming. So... But all of the none of them had dates. We didn't know when that was going to hit until. So we're like, all right, well, that's the first half of the year. So what about like holiday? What's coming up next? And that's where today comes in. That I'm so very excited about. Even though we didn't get any dates and it's still, you know, up in the air. Just these announcements that what they're working on has me giddy.
Yeah, because I didn't get a chance to read a whole lot of it. I know it's a ton of Mario stuff is hit. Ton of Mario stuff.
So. Mario, it's the 35th anniversary of Super Mario, and they have announced that, well, it's, I guess it hasn't really been, I don't know if it's been announced or if it's just been, like, reported. Let me get that Eurogamer article back up.
Yeah, I'm scrolling up and around it.
Because Polygon also had a really good write-up about it, so this is from Eurogamer Tom Phillips. Nintendo Switch's first-party lineup for the rest of 2020 will be dominated by Mario games, old and new, to coincide with the original Super Mario Bros. 35th anniversary. Eurogamer sources. The report states Nintendo will release most of Super Mario's 35-year back catalog this year, remastered for Nintendo Switch. There's no detail on which games this includes, but the article includes a banner image of Mario Galaxy, perhaps intended to suggest the Wii Classic as one of those games. There's an update. Gematsu has now confirmed these as Mario 64 and Mario Sunshine. Is indeed so. Mario Galaxy is one of the games being readied for a remaster alongside a couple of other 3D Mario favorites. So Mario 64 and Mario Sunshine and Galaxy all coming to the Switch in a remastered form. That's awesome.
Nah, that's pretty awesome. Especially, I never played through Sunshine, so.
I didn't either. I didn't like the
flood mechanic. Yeah,
so it'll be interesting to see, to go back to it and actually, you know, give it a fair shot. And then Eurogamer sources have confirmed a new Paper Mario is in the works, along with a deluxe version of Super Mario 3D World, which was the Wii U game. It deserved so much better than the Wii U. That game is incredible.
It's super
so
fun.
Much fun. It's so replayable. It's beautiful. Oh, I love it.
The Mario 3D World games in general are really fun. The 3DS versions were super fun.
Mm-hmm.
They were good games.
And then there's also apparently a new Mario game that's also in the works. It could be Odyssey 2. I've seen people throw around Galaxy 3. It could be a brand new Super Mario insert subtitle here. We don't really know. We also don't have any dates on it other than it's supposed to be, you know, the back half of this year. So I'm super excited about it. I have so many more questions, though, of like, how are they going to bundle these together? Are you going to have to buy them all individually? You know, if you have Nintendo Online, you actually can already go back and play some of those older, like the Super Nintendo versions, I think. Like Super Mario World, I think, is on there.
They have the NES and I think some of the Super Nintendo ones that are up there now, I think.
So, like, those are, yeah, I'm pretty sure they do. I'm going to need, like, Hunter to correct me or something.
I know for sure they have the NES ones.
I don't have my Switch sitting right here, otherwise I'd look.
Yeah, because I think you could play Mario 3. I'm pretty confident in that. But, yeah, I think they also have some of the Super Nintendo ones. Like, any of the stuff that was on the SNES Mini, I'm pretty sure it got moved over to the Switch as well.
And that would make sense. So now if you don't have the online subscription, now you actually have a ability to play that. You have a chance to play those. So I'm super excited. I'm curious to see how they actually shape up, like how it's packaged together. But this is awesome. I love Mario games. Give me a new Donkey Kong, though.
They should port, like, I imagine we're gonna see a port of the Tropical Freeze games at some point.
I mean, they already did
to the Switch.
Yeah.
Oh,
I have it.
Well,
I'm pretty sure, unless it's a fever dream.
Shows
I'm like,
yeah, it shows how much I pay attention to Donkey Kong, because I also owned the Tropical Freeze game on the Switch or on the Wii U. I had a digital version of it. But I never played it.
Yeah, it came out last year.
Oh, neat. I just completely forgot about that. So anyway.
I was like, wait, no, I know I've played it. I was playing it handheld, and I almost broke off one of my Joy-Cons because I got not frustrated, but like it started to slide. And I was like, made a motion, and I shouldn't have made the motion. No, that game's amazing. It needs a sequel.
That would be cool. Because I always heard they were really good. I just never, despite owning it, never played it.
It's so good.
Anyway. I would like to see them do another, like, Mario All-Stars game. Just, you know, release it for $60, and it comes with remastered versions of, like, Galaxy 1 and 2, Mario Sunshine, 3D World, and just a bunch of games. Like, that would be really, really cool.
That would be awesome. It's just, I don't know if Nintendo is going to be that amazing. Because, like, $60 for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... full, complete, remastered games. Like, that's amazing. It would, like, if they weren't retouched or anything, I could maybe see it, but...
Yeah,
if you put, like, 64, Sunshine, 2 Galaxies, and the Wii U game, like, there's all 5 right there. Like, holy crap, that would be a cartridge.
That would be... and I would pay, like, every bit of $60 for that.
Immediately.
I mean,
preload it right now.
It wouldn't be that.
Rent? It's fine. Preload it. Just give me.
It wouldn't be that crazy, like because the way they did, like, granted, it wasn't Nintendo that did it, but the Mega Man collections, like you
see,
get
those
the Mega Man
remastered.
Well, they weren't, but they also weren't, like, remastered is also different than
a remake.
Yeah, or even like a what's the other word? Because you have remaster is basically just updating the texture so it looks HD.
Right. And then remake is like from a ground up.
Right.
Like the Final Fantasy, or not, well, yeah, Final Fantasy VII or Resident Evil.
Yeah, Final Fantasy VII is absolutely a remake, for sure.
Yeah.
But I was thinking of more along like the, because I there's something between like a ground up remake and a remaster, and I can't think of what it would be. Kind of like what they did with the Crash Bandicoot games. Or was that called
That was just remaster.
Was it called remaster?
I'm pretty sure. No, actually, no, those were remade. I think those were just flat out remakes. Or were they?
Because, like, because I mean,
it's one of the two. Because I can only think of those two.
Yeah, like, they have the Insane Trilogy, but yeah, they don't call it. Because that's not a, like, Final Fantasy VII Remake is continuing the same story, but it changes up the gameplay, it changes up the graphics, like, everything is just completely remade from the ground up. Then you have, you know, like, an HD remaster, which is the same game, but with high definition textures.
Updated textures, and yeah.
Right. And sometimes
Insane Trilogy
works, sometimes it doesn't.
As a remaster.
Okay. Because that one is also, like, they didn't just update the textures to HD. Like, they updated everything. Like, it looks so much better. Like, mm-hmm. Versus, I always think of, like, the Silent Hill HD remasters. Did mm-hmm. not do that game any favors. Increase, like, the render
distance
and stuff
like that.
Yeah,
because you
really
needed the fog.
And, yeah, the fog. The fog is a big deal. But anyway, it's not terribly important. Yeah. But yeah, either way, yeah, that would be a phenomenal collection. Let's see, the other little bit of news we got some PS5 specs revealed. And we got a side-by-side, a lot of people put together a list of some side-by-side comparisons between the PS5 and the Xbox Series X. Mm-hmm. The Xbox will have a slightly better CPU, slightly better GPU, and a bigger solid-state drive, plus more backwards compatibility out of the box.
Sony has completely butchered their messaging on the backwards compatibility stuff.
Yes.
It went from close to 100 titles to, like the majority of titles. At launch, most of the titles. We don't know. What? Who are you? How did you get in my office?
Yeah, because it very likely the backwards compatibility for PS4 to PlayStation 5 will be really similar to the backwards compatibility for Xbox One to Series X. Because, mm-hmm. like, as of right now, it's not 100% backwards compatible. The Xbox Series X isn't. Most of the right. titles will work. I'm sure, it was like right. I was talking about last time we talked about this, there's probably some bugs or something like that. And, you know, they just got to get those ironed out and be good to go. I'm sure the PlayStation 4 is the same way.
Yeah, you won't be able to play, like, if there's a 360 game that isn't backwards compatible to the One X, you're not going to be able to just play it on your Series X.
Well, yeah, Microsoft, though, was even talking about, like, there's Xbox One games that won't...
Yeah, that may not
that
be
may
able
not
to
play
go.
On the Series X. But mm-hmm. yeah, as of right now, like, any of the backwards compatible stuff, if it's an original Xbox title or an Xbox 360 title that plays on the Xbox One, it will play on the Series X. That we mm-hmm. know for sure. But not every Xbox One game, as of right now, works on the Series X. I don't know. We don't have a list or anything. And I'm sure it's the same thing with Sony, where most of the PlayStation 4 games will work on the PlayStation 5. However, we do know PS3, PS2, PS1 will not work on PlayStation 5, just like PS4.
Yeah, that's not super surprising.
Yeah.
Especially PS3, because that was like a totally... That was apparently a nightmare to actually develop for.
Yeah, it was a completely different software architecture. Right now, the Xbox One and PlayStation 5, or 4 are on the same software architecture as PC is, which is why mm-hmm. ports are just way easier to do and everything is easier now. And they'll continue that software architecture moving into the new generation. So,
and I've seen people talk about, like, oh, well, you're underestimating... Because, like, right now, when you look at the specs side by side, the Xbox is a stronger console than the PS5. The thing that people keep saying is, like, you don't understand how this specific solid state drive that they're using, there's something about it that is going to revolutionize how games are made and how they can run.
You're talking about for the Xbox?
No, for the PS5.
Oh, PS5.
Like, so there's something about it. Like, yeah, it's not as big, or there's just something about the infrastructure in the system. That, and I don't know if this is just like PC, because I don't think it's just fanboyism, because it's like developers who have had a chance to actually work with it and being like, it's just kind of a, you don't understand it until you're actually like in there. So I'm curious to see if that's all smoke or, you know, how that actually plays out.
Well, because see,
that's a really weird claim.
Yeah, because I've heard that about the Xbox, like the way they're handling storage is just revolutionary and it's completely different. Mm-hmm.
Well, because they're doing it with the whole, like, you can have up to 5 games suspended at once and just, you know, snap between them.
Right.
Effortlessly.
And, yeah, that's part of, like, how their storage is just nuts. Like, their method of storing games and everything is crazy. So, yeah, I haven't heard that about the PlayStation, though. But I do know that the Xbox, we talked about it before, has basically the giant memory card. I say giant memory card. It looks just like a mm-hmm. classic memory card. It's just giant for... today's standards of memory card, except that mm-hmm. it is 1 terabyte. So,
which isn't that big. And as games are coming out, they're going to continue to improve. They're going to continue to get even bigger.
Right.
So
yeah, no, it's just when I think of a 1 terabyte memory card, Like, that's just
a weird sentence to say.
Right, a 1 terabyte memory card. Yeah, because, I mean, just folks, as a reminder, the PlayStation 2 memory card was 8 megabytes.
Mm-hmm.
That was, I mean, those, that was the last time we saw, you know, PS2 was the last time we saw the prevalence of memory cards, other than flash drives. Anyway.
The episode old. Of Community where he's like, yeah, no, it's all, I've been out of the game for a while, but it's all bytes, right? What are we up to, Giga? Tera? My God. They did it.
Oh, man. So we have that bigger SSD. Speaking of that memory card, though, PlayStation, once again, being a little bit more user-friendly with upgrading your storage, it has an NVMe slot for the SSD upgrade. Which means it uses a PCI Express port. It's standard in PC right now. It's the best interface at the moment for solid state. So that's a pretty standard thing. You can go out to the store and buy one just like you could with the PlayStation 4 and the PlayStation 3. You can go to the store, buy a better hard drive, throw it in the system. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Xbox, once again, the only way to upgrade your storage is, yeah, you can do an external, which you can on the PlayStation 5 as well, USB external, or you can get that memory card. The memory card will work exactly like the internal hard drive, so there'll be no additional mm-hmm. load times or anything like that. And that's why I'm also wondering about the claim of storage and everything for that SSD, because I don't know if there is, like, because it's 850 gigabytes versus the 1 terabyte. That's the difference between the two. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if the upgrade implies there's just an extra slot where you can go out and buy an NVMe drive and just plug it into the system. Or if the hard drive, like the PlayStation 4 right now, you remove the hard drive of the system and put a new hard drive in. So in other words, that hard drive is an NVMe drive. You pull it out and put in a bigger one if you want more space.
Yeah, that I don't know.
Yeah, because we haven't seen anything on it. I'm curious about it.
And it's also worth noting, like, really, all of this information is coming from their very, very developer-focused press conference that they did.
Right.
Where they went deep into the weeds of what these systems are, or, in, like, what the PS5 is and what it can do and the parts that it uses. So it wasn't a consumer presentation. This was what was supposed to be shown at the Games Developers Conference, but that got canceled because of COVID.
Right.
So they just decided, like, oh, we'll do an intro and just throw it up for everybody to see.
Yeah. So, yeah. So that's the information we have right now. Out of the box at the moment, Xbox is looking like a clear winner in every category. Mm-hmm. So we're just waiting on... I think both systems are playing... Or both manufacturers are playing chicken on the price. So...
Yeah. They've also, I think both have also said that while supplies may be short at launch, they are not planned, like, COVID is not causing them to delay the release.
Yeah. Yeah, so we should have, whatever the release date they had planned, that should still be a go. We just don't know what that's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause they have not told us. And the other little bit of news that I had was, right now in World of Warcraft, which I'm currently re-addicted to, if you want to get back addicted to it, until April 20th, there's a 100% experience bonus going on. So if you want to jump back into it, real good time, you get leveled all the way back up. And they've got some deals going if you want to pre-order Shadowlands, which I may or may not have done.
You did. You absolutely did. Don't lie.
I definitely did. That happened. So yeah.
I have one more story. It's a rumor, but we'll find out very shortly if it's true or not.
Hit it.
Apparently, tomorrow, on Tuesday the 31st, the Modern Warfare 2 remastered campaign is supposed to release.
Oh, yeah. I heard that was actually part of... We had a huge update over the weekend for Call of Duty. And a lot of people were theorizing that's what that was.
It put me... So, I played last night a little bit, and it put me in a new map that I had never seen before. I don't know if it's a remastered one or not. And I only played it the one time, so I'm not sure if it would be part of it. But the actual single player is going to be releasing tomorrow. And then they were originally going to remaster the multiplayer as a, like, they were going to do just the full game and release it. but the rumors are that they didn't want to split the player base between current Modern Warfare and Modern Warfare 2, so now they're just going to slowly add those maps into the Modern Warfare rotation.
That would be interesting. Especially with, yeah, so, I mean, obviously you'd have a lot of changes with how the Modern Warfare movement works and, you know, vaulting over stuff and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. That could be cool. Because a lot of maps in Modern Warfare 2 are really, really good. And mm-hmm. we've already got, like, well, some of the really, like, popular ones.
Well, in Modern Warfare 2, isn't that, like, one of the most popular
yes.
versions of Call of Duty, like, ever?
Yeah. Yeah, it's between, like, Modern Warfare 2 and Black Ops 1 are, mm-hmm. like, widely considered. Like, you have basically the... A lot of longtime Call of Duty players are sort of split into two camps between Modern Warfare 2 and Black Ops. Mm-hmm. Both were great games, but yeah, it's.
I wouldn't know.
Black
Ops 3 or bust.
Black Ops 3 was really good, even if, you know, a lot of people didn't like the wall running and flying mechanics,
or people the specialist mechanics.
I think they were fun. Yeah, no, it was super fun. I enjoyed that game quite mm-hmm. a bit. But yeah, that'll be interesting to see. They did release a new map for Call of Duty. It's completely new. It's the Lockout map. That may have been the one you were talking about.
It is not.
Okay.
This was like Kaz or something. I'm pretty sure it had a K in it. There was like a big field on one side and then a bunch of buildings on the other.
Oh, yeah, that's just one of the larger sized maps. That's been there since launch.
Has it?
Yeah. Kharkov's Peak, okay. I believe.
That sounds roughly familiar, but I'm not sure. It didn't feel that big.
Yeah, it's not like it's a. So you have like the supersized maps for ground war,
right?
Or the extra large maps, I guess, if you want to call it that. Then you have like the large size maps that they use for like hardpoint or 10v10. It's not domination. Unless you do 10v10 domination, it'll pop up.
Okay. Because there's one map that I literally only see if I play with you and Kevin.
That's a hard point. Yeah, Kharkov's Peak is one of them. And then there's also the other one is, it's got like a cemetery on the side.
There's one with like the bunkers. There's one like with the bunkers, and the point is always like in the bunker. So people are sniping from the building, and that's the one I'm thinking of for hard point.
I can't think of that one off the top of my head.
It's a field. It almost looks like it's part of the bigger ground war map, but I don't think it is. But yeah, there's a bunch of buildings and like a city, and then there's trenches, and then one of the hard points always spawns like in the middle of where like two trenches meet, and there's buildings on opposite sides, and there's always someone like in the window shooting into the trench.
Yeah, that's Kharkov's.
That's okay. So this is a different map. That's not the one that I was in.
Okay, is the map that you're in, and I'm sorry, listeners, I'm sure this is riveting, and there's probably a few of you yelling out, like, no, it's this one, you idiots! There's another one that has a field on the side, that has, it's a graveyard on a hump, like, or a cemetery on a hump, and on the other side
is a shattered
building.
I don't remember a cemetery.
There's a area with hay. What game mode were you playing when you got it?
Team Deathmatch. That's all I play. If I'm not playing Warzone, I'm in Team Deathmatch.
Is it a 10v10 Team Deathmatch?
I couldn't tell you. I'm pretty sure I just have regular Team Deathmatch on as the mode.
Well, all right. Yeah, because the only map that I know of, they added a new one that they added 24/7 of. It's like something Lockout. Because they added the 24/7 Lockout mode. Or maybe it's locked down.
It's not Okay, so it's not Zhukov Boneyard, because that one's all bizarre.
Man, what was that
mode? Yeah, I don't know. It's fine. It was just a weird... I was not expecting to...
Expected to jump into a new one. Yeah, because they did add a brand new map. It's not a remake or anything, and maybe that's the one you did play, because it is showing up for all the regular playlists and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Yeah, because it looks like there's one called Zhukov Boneyard, but that's for Ground War.
Yeah, that's not this one.
So, yeah. And then there's one for Gunfight. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I wish I had,
at
like...
this point, we're stalling to hit the hour.
Right? which, you know what? We don't need to hit the hour. We can call it good here. Thank you guys so much for listening. Hopefully this was this is a trial experience for us. Hopefully it worked out. And yeah, hopefully we don't need to do this very much in the future. And, you know, everything will clear up and everything will be great. But right now they're talking about that may not happen till May. So, yeah. We'll see how it goes. All right. Asa,
stay safe.
Thanks for listening. Yeah, everybody, stay safe. Remember, don't leave your home unless you need to. Make sure you're washing your hands a bunch. Stay 6 feet away from other people if you can. Use common sense. Later.